Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Forger's Daughter by Bradford Morrow, read by Christina Delane and Phil Thron. I am not more certain that I breathe than that the assurance of the wrong or error of any action is often the one unconquerable force which impels us, and alone impels us, to its prosecution. Nor will this overwhelming tendency to do wrong for the wrong's sake admit of analysis or resolution into ulterior elements. Edgar Allan Poe, The Imp of the Perverse. The original is unfaithful to the translation. Jorge Luis Borges, on William Beckford's Vathek. A scream shattered the night. At first it sounded feral, inhuman, even unworldly. I leaped up from my wing-back reading chair in the study, dropping my book on the wide plank floor, and heard my husband's studio door jolt open at the back of the house. When he found me waiting in the front hall, he was gripping his letterpress composing stick, still wearing his stained apron with its rich scent of printer's ink. We said nothing. Just waited in shaken silence. Our sash windows were raised both upstairs and down to let in the evening air, and outside noises, we both knew, often seemed closer in the dark. Still, the scream was so sharp it seemed to have emanated from nearby, maybe even from the unmowed yard out front. I wondered, hoped, really, if coyotes were about to chorus, as the local pack sometimes did.